The views expressed on this Turnbuckle Tabloid live stream or Turnbuckle Tabloid podcast episode do not reflect the views, thoughts, or opinions of the RageWorks brand, including the RageWorks podcast network, RageWorks content partners, advertisers, and affiliates. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
All right, just quickly for you guys, I just want to check the audio since you're both there. Johnny, say this is Johnny Santos, El Johnny Santos, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Tabloid.
This is Johnny Santos, El Johnny Santos. You listen to the Turnbuckle Tabloid.
Y lo mismo, Sebastian, you got to do it también.
Turnbuckle Tabloid.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. This is the lit superstar Sebastian Cajun. You are listening to Turnbuckle Tabloid.
There you go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff.
Mother Flowers, it's Nick Friendly Gage. And when I'm not out there baking cookies, going to the senior citizens' homes and playing Mahjong, picking flowers for little kids, I'm out there listening to Turnbuckle Tabloid, Mother Flowers, doing my thing, listening to live, downloading it, streaming it, and make sure y'all sharing and subscribe, Mother Flowers. Nick Friendly Gage, Mother Flowers, is in the building. And if you're not listening to Turnbuckle Tabloid, Mother Flowers, then we can take it to a parking lot, Mother Flower.
It's Wrestling Rundown with Jay Santy.
Live from New York, it's
Turnbuckle Tabloid.
Now I've been holding back for a couple of weeks, being able to do week by week follow ups on Wrestling Rundown. But this week has been a lot of news stories, man, and we got a lot to talk about this week. And of course, I usually will sit down and just speak to the universe that's out there about this. But for this week, I got to bring in our boy Homework Mike to have a chat with what's been going on with wrestling this week. How we doing, sir?
Hello. I'm doing great.
Hello. La, hello. La, la. It's been a jam-packed week, ain't it? Yeah. All right. So, as always, I am your Norm McDonald of this week's segment, and then this is your Wrestling Rundown, the weekend update. So, is it come to no surprise that the official drink for AEW has become the one that's associated with Ric Flair, coming to ties with the signing of Ric Flair to AEW? It's also said that with that, his Woo energy drink is going to be the official sponsor of AEW as well. Does that come to a surprise to anyone?
Not really. So I was reading about this. So the drink is supposed to be visible on the announce table, and there's supposed to be logos around the ringside area now. For said energy drink.
Yeah, that and possibly the Turnbuckle will have its advertising, right, and such like that. It seems as though the contract or the deal that was made with AEW through Woo was that the heavy lifting would be that the energy drink company will be the one that does the paying of the contract of Ric Flair for the most part. And all they really wanted is sponsorship on the AEW promotion.
Yeah, I know Ric Flair signed this show and I take everything that he says on the show with the grain of salt, but he said that he tried to get his drink advertised by WWE, but I think C4, they got them first before his drink, so that's what Ric Flair claims.
But they have C4, and now it's Logan Paul's Prime that's been making its ads on the show, so he wasn't going to be able to get that deal anywhere else. And the question is that it's a 2-year deal, and
yay,
I ain't going nowhere. But
and this fucker is allowed to take bumps.
But what happens after this whole Sting thing? Like, what happens then? What do you use him for?
I mean,
is he going to be like?
Is there anybody on the roster that is in need of a mouthpiece like Ric Flair?
Andrade, the people are always drawing to, but I'm like, I don't even think he needs that. Here, they already have somebody.
They have Jose the assistant,
right? So I don't even think that's needed.
I mean, that's what we need, another old man to lead a faction. I mean, just to see interactions between Flair and Jake the Snake Roberts is not fucking enticing at all,
right?
Because like Roberts has his own faction. I mean, do you really want to see Ric Flair in AEW at all? Like, is there any real appeal?
Hey, listen, at the end of the day, I'm like, you know,
legitimately, that's a legit question for wrestling fans out there. Do you want to see this old man possibly like, take a bump in AEW and then possibly that'd be his final bump?
It doesn't give me that same vibe of when Adam Copeland got there, when it's just like, you look at him and you go, really? Like, I don't know. I'm still trying to get used to that. But with Rick, we all know Rick's a whore and he'll do what it is that he does. But then also at the same time, it's like,
I mean, out of the two, who cares more about the money? Mr. Ric Flair over there is over there screaming woo.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not mad at it. It's cool. But it's just like, I don't see the purpose. And then there is talks of a possibility bringing in another legend in the business, and it's like, is that what we need to do these days with
Buff AEW? Bagwell is all elite. Glacier is all elite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What legend are we talking about here?
I don't know. I'm hearing to someone major, like a major legend.
Can't wait for Full Gear. That's in 2 weeks,
right? But yeah. Oh, hold on a second. Wait, hold on. I have a surprise for my home. Yeah, what's up? Door's open. Okay. So yeah. So yeah, sorry. I know that's so unprofessional of me, but I'm taking phone calls on that. But yeah. So this is I don't know, this would be interesting. Next up. Did you hear that RVD, speaking of legends, RVD will be making his appearance at Big Time Wrestling going up against Matt Riddle.
Not shocked at all. I mean, they've been teasing this since fucking the Hall of Fame last year. So.
Yeah, talk it up a little bit.
Really, you're going to leave me and talk about fucking Matt Riddle and Rob Van Dam?
Yeah, it's quick. Don't worry about it. Just talk it up quick.
I mean, the memes are there for everybody to enjoy with Rob Van Dam and Matt Riddle. It's original bro against the whole FN show. I mean, winner gets the most weed. I mean, I have no idea.
Everybody's sitting there going, shouldn't this happen at 420?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right? Shouldn't it happen at 420? I mean, this should have happened April 20th, right, guys? So, oh, you could jump on when you're ready. Yeah, sure. So,
so everybody knows, I don't know who just walked in the studio. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just want to make sure that he gets all set up, ready to go. Yeah, you can grab it. Yeah. Wait. Get on it.
Yo.
There we go. Wait. Oh, it's... Here you go, Mike. It's turn it.
I don't see a microphone.
You gotta turn it.
This way? Which way?
Turn it towards you.
It's been a minute.
There you go.
This is good?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Don't see him.
Right. There you go.
Oh, I see there's a clip here.
Yeah. There you go. Still don't see him?
I see fingers.
What?
He sees fingers.
Oh my God, this motherfucker.
That punk Isaac is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
I see him in the painting. I see the painting more than I see him.
Yeah, we'll organize that. But yeah.
That's fine.
Matt Riddle.
It's my dude.
Not only is Matt Riddle making it to big time wrestling to face RVD, but apparently he's also doing some risque photos and adult stuff.
With his adult girlfriend.
Do you think that this is what he's been looking forward to doing?
By the way, that just sounds so wrong. His adult girlfriend. It's like he didn't date adults before.
I do not want to judge said man on what he does, but.
Well, isn't she pregnant?
Is she pregnant?
I believe so.
Oh, God. Is this what it's come to? Is this what it really brought? It's come down to with Matt Riddle? Is this what's happening?
I mean, are we surprised that this is his first indie thing since being fired?
Yes. This is very solid.
Get out of here, Jay. It's really not.
It's really not. No.
If you had told me if like, Matt Riddle's first thing was New Japan, I'd be like, oh, that's interesting.
Right.
But, like, it's a fucking Mike, random indie show.
I hear you.
Yeah, what's good, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good. I just got here. It's beautiful today.
I know.
Do you hear me? I hear you.
Yes, sir. I hear him a little bit, yeah. I'm chilling. I'm in the stew.
The stew. I have to stay home. I was told to stay home, and you get to go over.
Let me see. Oh, shit. Perfect.
There you go.
Like that. That's how you get stuff done here. Let's go. Best podcast in the world.
Yeah.
So, next story. Joel Embiid gets $35,000 taken out of his pocket for doing the DX chop during a 76ers game.
This wasn't the first time he actually did it. He did it last year, too.
Come on. NBA, really? I think it's more the line that he's... addressing his crotch area more than anything else. If he was doing like the CM Punk or X or something like that, they wouldn't fucking bang him for that. It's because of the crotch. I mean, honestly.
I mean, let's be real here. How much has DX influenced everybody that even in a fucking Nintendo game, Waluigi is doing the suck it?
I was gonna ask what? You. How many of you guys got in trouble for doing the DX chop?
Oh, I did it during religion class.
religion.
And her name was Miss Marnie. It was her first year. I was the worst student in the class. This was like first or second grade, and we're talking about Jesus. I didn't care. I'm a shoot. I did not care. They were forcing it down her throat, bro. But she asked me to come in front of the class and draw something on the board. She turned around for a second to pick something up. I turned around and I did the DX chop. The whole class starts laughing and I got in trouble, major trouble that night.
Did they have you like kneel on dry rice and
yes,
shit like that?
Yes.
I knew it.
Dry rice. I was a fucking Neanderthal.
What are you talking about? My uncle has the fucking rice still in his knees after all these years.
Oh, really? No, you do it in the Italian.
It's paved in his knees.
In the Italiano culture. I never had to do that. Thankfully, I never had to get that.
One and done.
No, they would just tease my hand to be scalded on the oven.
Still had to keep doing with religion. In high school was worse.
I mean, high school was I learned a couple shit by high school. We went to the same high school, but it wasn't by choice, dude. It was just adapting and shit.
Royals.
That would have been a better place to do it at you guys' high school.
I would have joined football and do the DX chop just like the guy. Yep. I think it's ridiculous. I think that is just a movement and it's just a sign of a celebratory manner.
Come on.
They're exaggerating it to a point where they want to use like this type of, pun intended, tabloidism. They want to put some type of strict. What's the word? They just want to do something so they could look conservative, so they could look like they're trying to make a point. But I think it's ridiculous.
The NBA.
Fascist. Odie. Fascist.
Has there been, ever been a touchdown celebration with the suck it? There has to be.
Possibly. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't think that anyone's been hit with it.
I mean, shit, people hit their wives in the NFL and they get away with it.
All righty, sir. It's not a celebratory thing, depending on what kind of anniversary it is.
What kind of celebrating are they doing?
Exactly.
Hey.
Next up. So apparently Tony Khan is getting some blowback from the talent. Apparently they're upset because of the seems as though that the storylines are not being explained fully to the talent, and the talent they've been basically saying that they've been getting their updates the night of what's going to be going on for said storyline.
And can I please interject and explain?
Yeah, sure, jump in on this.
Because you go to the dirt sheets with every fucking thing that goes on.
I'll tell you something right now. The entire locker room listens to JD from New York. I don't give a fuck what you say. That's how they find the news. That's how they find every article. That's how they find Dave Meltzer, how many stars their fucking match just got. Literally, Britt Baker. I remember hearing her talk about JD from New York. And they're all fans, too. That's the crazy part. They're all fans, too. And I just think that Tony Khan is a step up. So,
Jay, I bet they talk about you all the time.
Oh, they must love me.
They know about this show.
Oh, listen, please.
Never know.
I'm on the radar somewhere.
You never know.
Yeah. Someone's knowing to someone who knows
Private
someone.
Party playing your thing on speaker backstage.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say that because I get people who walk up to me who are, you know, wrestlers and such, and they'll come up to me and they'll go, yo, that thing you said about such and such last week, yo, that's crazy. Yo, how would you even know that? And I'm like, you listen to the show? Like, holy shit. So and you wouldn't be surprised. Like, yeah. And there's certain individuals that I know rip off the show as well, but that's
it's interesting to be in these shows with you, Jay, because it's two different type of reactions. It's the reactions of wrestlers that go up to you, say, love what you do, like, thanks for the support. And then the other go, yo, shut your fucking mouth. I heard what you said.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you still bring the megaphone?
No. As a matter of fact, I just got a new megaphone, so that's gonna be the shit now.
Jay's doing the clipboard gimmick.
I've been doing the
Jimmy Hart.
I've been doing the sign guy
gimmick. The sign guy gimmick.
Yeah, I've been doing
sign
that
guy
one.
Gimmick. Go hard.
So, yeah. So
Cashflow wasn't a fan.
He fucking punted my shit. Like,
we got it back.
So, yeah, I agree, Mike. It is the talent. Ends up leaking. I mean, you got to minimize that, because then what's the point, you know, of doing storylines in wrestling if you know, and then a lot of times you hear the
EVPs.
Yeah, but the other thing is that you don't end up hearing stories to where that they're already leaking that they're upset with where they're going with their storylines before it even happens. And, you know, you got to change that shit on the fly. Yeah, it becomes annoying after a while. Next up. So Fox gave a reason to why they're not re-signing SmackDown. Apparently SmackDown was too expensive and was very costly for them as a whole. Fox, a major mega network who gets billions upon billions of dollars just from the NFL alone. But yet, we can't pay for SmackDown.
Also, I heard advertisers didn't want to put their shit on wrestling. So, what was the last time you heard that? I mean, that's been going on for 20 years now.
I'm calling horse shit. USA.
Yeah, absolutely.
USA, which it's not a fucking a nickel and dime network on their own. Comcast owns all that. They have Sci-Fi. They have NBC. They have a plethora. Univision. They have all them shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, they came out of pocket and they're taking MTV SmackDown. Dose. Yes. The Ocho.
Ooh.
So they were able to snatch up SmackDown. And at the same deal, we'll piggyback off of this, is the NXT has found a new home with the CW, Which, by the way,
NWA.
Wow. No bueno for NWA. Mike.
No bueno.
No bueno. Which,
absolutely no bueno.
Let me ask you guys. Isaac, do you think that this was already happening on the, like, underneath before the NWA deal?
There was a low key bidding war.
You think so?
Sure. For sure. Before what happened with NWA incident, which is on screen so ridiculous. But, I just think that, they were open to AEW as well, I heard.
Right.
I heard that Tony Khan turned it down or something like that. And they made a smart decision. That's all I got to say, because I would have done the same thing.
Mike, the NWA thing. Come on. Really? Like, what were we doing here?
Well, what I've been hearing is that apparently Billy Corgan was paying the CW to get his shows on the CW network. Like, it wasn't even the CW wanted them. He wanted them.
Yeah, that's wild. But does he have also money like that?
Pumpkins,
does he have Smashing
Listen,
Pumpkins
he got
money
a rat
like that?
In the cage, son. Listen.
Apparently he doesn't have like CM Punk money because he offered CM Punk a sandwich. He's like, if you come hang out with us, I'll buy you a sandwich.
I take that shit, bro.
The Chicago donut that he enjoys and shit.
The muffin.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Don't get me started on the muffin, bro.
Yeah, so pretty much NWA has boxed themselves out of this deal by
thank you, Billy.
Playing a segment on their pay-per-view in which the Sinister Minister himself had powdery, not gonna say it was, you know, cocaine. Could have been some Dunkin' Donuts that was on his nose, but
that was what it was implied, that he was, right. He was doing a line of coke in celebration of the
show. I've never seen
that
many girls excited to have fucking donuts, guys. you saw how many fucking girls were around that pimp?
Just for donuts.
Like five.
Donuts makes the world go round.
Yeah.
What a bad spot, man.
I love donuts.
I'm usually with the shits too. Like, yo, that's fucking different, but that's not the type of different you want. Billy Corgan of NWA, out of all companies, to do it too. What?
Meanwhile, Isaac, you're the one that loves old school ECW, and they used to do stupid
and Billy
shit.
Corgan, yeah. I remember him doing run-ins like a fucking Neanderthal. Like a Jadrul running in. Don Callis, bro.
I mean, come on. By the way, what's the name of that pay-per-view? How do you pronounce that shit? It was like
NWA pay-per-view?
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
It was like Shimada or Samana, Sonata.
Some devil.
Oh yeah. Fucking they're gimmick. The opposite of Hawk.
Yeah.
Satan.
Which, by the way, House of Glory. Your next pay-per-view is called Darkest Hour, and you're prominently putting two black men on the on your flyers. A little bit tacky.
No comment.
Jay, you didn't notice it till I DM'd you.
No, I didn't. Believe me, I noticed it. As a matter of fact, we noticed it that night when they were announcing Swerve, and we were like, the darkest hour.
Do people have fun there? Still, do they have the same playlist from 2017?
Do you know absolutely. What they actually do? And they they still run on Windows Media.
The
funniest thing, one of our boys, shout out to Wrestling Fan Frankie. He comes up to the shows and he's an IT guy.
Okay.
And he looks at the screen and those glitches, the little spot. Yeah. He goes, my OCD is bothering me.
Because that's all we look at.
But he goes, I see that LED that's all fucked up. And he says, it's bothering
me. And we notice it like that.
It's very weird.
That looks at that.
Yeah.
He saw like a one blue square. He was like, oh my God, got that off the screen.
Yeah, he was twitching like the Sinister Minister after taking some donuts.
Wah, wah, wah.
Next up. Gunther. I've grown to love the name Gunther. I've loved it. I know.
Same.
Although
he's
a completely different person than Walter.
No, excuse me. You're saying it more is Walter. Walter. So apparently Gunther will not be at the Elimination Chamber. Unfortunately, the man has going to have visa issues because he's trying to get his residency in the United States. So with that, he will be unable to fly overseas. So he will not be at the Elimination Chamber, which is fine because it just is going to extend his longevity even longer and his reign longer. And I don't think anyone really would give too much of a shit in Australia for that. They're only going to give a fuck about Ripley anyway.
Yeah.
Well, some fans in Australia would be pissed to not see Gunther hit a chop, but I would probably that week he'll probably main event Raw, which should be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Chad Gable. Chad Gable should beat him for the Intercontinental title.
Or CM Punk. No, no, no.
Nah.
Fuck you.
I love how like y'all are informing me the news right now. You know? Like I just started watching Raw and SmackDown.
I've been out of the loop for like months.
I have, but I got back in actually during my downtime. I've been since the season premiere, I could obviously notice Triple H's bookings right now, and it's gonna see DIY back, but also Gunther is that fucking guy right now. No one can touch him, and I hope he holds that belt longer than any champion. And he doesn't just have that power, the obvious power, but the drive, the passion for the sport, very world of sport mentality. And I love Gunther. I'm a big Gunther guy, and it's dope to hear you inform me on the news.
Right. Especially now, the fact when Gunther, he goes into the ring and he says, "You really believe that you can beat the ring general?"
Yeah, him and his lackey.
He's going to give The Miz the best match of his life at Survivor Series.
He was on The Bump this week.
Oh, please. The
you
Bump.
Saw that? The
is,
Bump.
Is that the same show where the Sinister Minister was at yeah. eating donuts?
Yeah, 11 a.m.
That's when you hear The Bump, you think that's when that's happening.
Wild, dude.
In the National Wrestling Alliance.
It's in a cubicle in Connecticut.
So, no. Honestly, I believe that The Miz, he should get squashed. I think the Miz should be.
Oh, absolutely!
Yeah, it should be a squash fucking match.
Let's be real here. Gunther's gonna make him work.
Oh, definitely. Next up, so the name that we've been having trouble saying for a while until I finally got it. Julia. With a G. Julia. Yeah. She's she's on the radar for WWE, but sources have stated that New Japan Strong and Stardom are not ready to release her. As a matter of fact, her contract is on until March of next year. So all those rumors about the bidding war for Julia right now is on hold.
Julia for G. Yeah, I can't say it without saying that. What's your take on Joshi wrestling? It's a big thing coming in America right now.
Yeah, I know for a couple of years it's been happening. I know a lot of times in a lot of indie shows they would run it after another indie show. And then, you know, it's a niche thing at the time. But I don't know. I have to look at. I'll tell you one thing. It'll be a little bit. It's more fun than watching Deathmatch. That shit is obnoxious. Obnoxious.
I mean, I'll say this. I know they're running an American promotion, like an American Joshi promotion that Saray signs with, because she was reportedly going to go back to WWE, but she took the other offer.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But as soon as I report, Julia might be reporting to the Performance Center later this month. Fucking Henry the Online Bully, when I meet again.
Henry the Online Bully.
Yeah, there seems to be
all because I said somewhere Henry's hitting his head on the wall, and he's like, why do you assume that? Like, I mean, like, because guess what? Most people think, oh, Julia will go to AEW. That wouldn't be the best destination of her, logically. Let's be real here. WWE will make her a superstar. AEW will look at her and say, just wrestle on our shows, please.
His gimmick on the show this week it'll be Hothead Henry from the Chokeslam Report, because he and Mike
make a T-shirt
going at it. Like, it's funny as hell. Next up,
Hothead Henry.
CM Punk chants have now returned to Raw. Jesus, we're back to this again.
It's a whole cycle.
But Jay, is it piped in?
Is it piped in? No, I think it's genuine. They've been dropping hints for the longest since his so-called release. Now the conspiracies is out about this shit too. I'll get to that in a minute. But
when people think he's the devil,
yeah, and his merchandise is still on. It's still on the website, because they're not idiots. They know that people are still gonna buy this shit. They're gonna
Survivor Series this year in Chicago is probably the most talked about show in recent memory, since like Money in the Bank 2011, since when CM Punk beat John Cena for the WWE title. Because let's be real here, they're running two angles where Shinsuke Nakamura is calling, he wants an opponent for Survivor Series, and this motherfucker is throwing up X's and doing GTSs on Raw. And then you're having people say, oh, there might be a fifth member to Team Cody at Survivor Series. And then all of this is leading to, it's either going to be CM Punk, which is going to please all Chicago fans, or Randy Orton makes his triumphant return.
Well, I'll do this one. I'll say the Randy makes the triumphant return for the War Games match.
Absolutely, I agree.
And let me tell you something.
That'd be sick.
If Punk does not show up at Survivor Series, like this being the biggest trolling that fucking WWE has been ever doing,
that Monday, they're gonna fucking hear it. The fan base is gonna lose their shit.
They've been trolling?
Yeah, they've been trolling it.
Teasing it? Like throwing it.
Everybody.
On commentary too, like Corey Graves is throwing like old CM Punk quotes, like the oldest trick the devil was like that type of shit. They've been saying it for months.
Punk is doing it as well. Like he's
selling tickets.
Yeah, Punk has been saying it all. You know, a couple of months ago he's saying like, oh, well, you know, I'm not free until possibly 2 months from now.
You know
why?
Because he's going to TNA Wrestling. That's why.
TNA,
listen,
baby!
Make your bets on TNA Wrestling 2024.
Total nonstop
CM Punk,
action.
Kenta, Will Ospreay. Come on, bro.
We were talking about this last week about the TNA.
Isaac, yeah. Realistically, they'll just get one out of the three.
Well, we'll see. But yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Because the bidding war is going to be crazy for next year because you have MJF. You have
don't doubt the owl, Mike.
What Will Ospreay?
Fuck the owl. The
listen, the owl dead. Knows all, Mike.
The owl.
TNA. Cross the line.
Anthem don't fuck around.
Total nonstop.
That's the
action.
Next shirt. You saw that? Anthem don't fuck around.
Yeah, that's what
they really made that shirt.
That's the next shirt drop, yeah.
So yeah.
You did that, didn't you?
As well as he
totally.
Should be. So
nonstop action.
Yeah, so CM Punk chants are back, and this is
Jay. Why is this a headline? CM Punk chants have been going on since 2015.
Hey, actually, yeah. No, actually, stop.
There's no one like the guy.
I'm saying in WWE, once he signed with AEW, it went away. But now that he's a free agent, and it's
same person. I can go back to some WWE shows and pull up a CM Punk chant for you.
Jay, what do you think about Rollins's attitude towards Punk? Do you think that's real?
I think a lot of it is showmanship. I think it's a lot of work, and I think it's actually cool. As a matter of fact,
both Ring of Honor guys.
Yeah, Mike.
Go way back.
You don't see this thing happening, especially the possibility of Punk in a Seth Rollins thing happening.
I mean, do I think CM Punk do I think Rollins's thing of he doesn't like Punk? It might be true. I mean.
Yeah, Punk sounded like he was serious with that one.
Well, we mean Rollins, because when they asked Rollins if you want CM Punk, he said he called him a cancer.
Yeah, but he really liked that muffin, is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I mean, CM Punk is so divisive with a lot of the wrestlers, because some people say, oh, he's such a dick, and you know, the other's like, oh, he's such a sweetheart, like, he helped me pay my bills, like, he got me a house type of deal. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's two completely different sides. Now, as far as CM Punk going to WWE doesn't need him, but does CM Punk need WWE at this point if he wants to continue wrestling?
But that's the model that I said before, because the last time he had sold himself with that whole shit with Triple H, being like, you don't, I don't need to wrestle you, you need to wrestle me. And now it's like, WWE might not need you, but Jesus Christ.
But
shit stir. Just for the Peacock special alone, I would want fucking CM Punk at WWE. Just as well as they did the Cody Rhodes, great job on that documentary. I thought it was awesome. I would have liked that he had told why he left AEW, but I guess that's something. I think somebody tried to fuck his woman. I really do. I think somebody in the back
Triple H was just all for it. Yo, fuck that company. Yo, secondary. But
Jay, I wanted to add to that.
That's my guy.
Because let's be real here. If God forbid Roman goes down, Cody goes down, Rollins goes down, WWE will make a phone call. Hey Phil, how much? And then Phil Brooks will definitely sign the deal for something. WWE
right now. Mr. Phillip Brooks, with the substantial money that could be thrown to him right now, and knowing that he will probably be on a limited schedule, he will take that shit in a fucking heartbeat. Plus, creatively, the guy knows the fucking business. It's just that he can't pull the shit that he... And I can't even say pull the shit, because I don't even think he was doing that much in AEW. You know, I'm still of that ilk where I'm saying, like, I didn't see whatever the fuck he was saying to telling these fucking young dudes was wrong. I didn't see it. You know, was his approach aggressive? Maybe. But with certain, you know, talent and such, you gotta have that kind of like, yeah, dude, what the fuck? We still haven't seen Jungle Boy.
Don't get me started.
Where the fuck is he at?
Don't get me started.
I think
his mind is probably gonna be needed later on down the line. Listen. Bobby Roode has stepped up the game. Now he's going to be made of it. A lot of the old guard is going to be leaving soon. Like, you see, Michael Hayes is going to be out. Bruce Pritchard is going to be out. The old man, which, by the way, was going to lead to the next story, is the old man is cashing out his chips. Vince McMahon apparently is going to be selling 8 million of his stocks. So,
because he got played.
Yeah, of course, got played. Fuck that. He knew this.
Horrible. He's horrible at chess.
But no, he got played because he thought he would come back and get creative power again, like he wanted. Meanwhile, the fucking guys are saying, no, we want Triple H, Paul Levesque in charge.
Which, by the way, ding ding to me, because I told you motherfuckers early on that this was going to happen. Everybody was sweating because they sat there and they said, well, you know, the Monday night after WrestleMania, that Raw, it was all Vince. Yeah, it was all Vince. It was his fucking trial run. And Ari said, no, we got to get this motherfucker out of here. He's got to go. I had told you guys, Vince is not going to be in that helm. And slowly but surely, the old man has to take his chips and run. 8 million shares. You know how much that's going to come out to money-wise? $700+ million.
Jesus Christ.
Who the fuck?
Billion or trillion, maybe.
No, it's million. Believe me, I have TKO stocks. I have stocks in TKO. And Jesus Christ, and he's gonna be selling them shits little by little, because as soon as he sells them shits all in one band, all the stock shits are gonna go down. It's already they're already going down as it is. But even still, fucking bastards. He's gonna take his money and run. The time needs to come where
define run, because he's walking with a cane.
Well, you know, take his money and
go home,
stroll. But can you think about it, like
jazz walk?
No more fart jokes. No more
puppies.
I was watching.
No more puppies.
I was watching a clip recently where it was Booker T, Jim Ross, and Michael Cole on commentary, in which I forgot which angle it was that Michael Cole had to mention that the wrestler injured had anal bleeding.
Anal bleeding. Booker T legit goes, what?
What?
And then you can see Jim Ross look away like that.
And it's all, none of this shit. And don't get me wrong, Triple H and fucking Shawn Michaels, they could be, you know, childish themselves. We've seen their DX skits and all that. But even still, like, you see, like Isaac said, you see the change in the... I haven't heard people say they liked Raw like this in years.
I like Raw.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This Raw was probably their best one, where they had Seth Rollins and Sami Zayn have a wrestling match with a clean finish for once, like, months.
That and you're always going to get the naysayers. Who's going to be like, well, that's too much Judgment Day. Yeah, it's too much Bloodline. Yeah, it was too much NWO, motherfuckers, but y'all were watching WCW, right?
The amount of times you hear Waka Gwa, hey, you want to fucking shoot yourself.
That's my shit. By the way, thank you for putting me on to those guys. Those guys are fucking hilarious.
Waka Gwa, hey.
Waka Gwa, hey. Aloha. Oh, shout out to OSW. I love that fucking that YouTube page. It's right now where we're coming to a time where I said it's a new renaissance for WWE. And I'm not shining
Changing
any
of
ass.
The guard.
I call it the creation era. This is all of wrestling in general right now.
And look who's at the helm. You got Shawn. You got Shawn in NXT, which
he's learning.
Mike will tell you too. I've barely watched NXT like in the past couple of years. I've grown to go back to it again because of what's happening there. And that
Shawn Michaels is willing to throw shit at the wall and just try something. And guess what? Half the time it works.
And he's also
putting more focus on the women than guess what?
Right.
AEW does.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The tag team division right now is exploding on the main roster with the Creed brothers. A lot of shit's changing. The changing of the guard is from people going from, oh, we love AEW to, wait, this doesn't make sense. Meanwhile, Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, a lot of the storylines are very convincing, and people are like, oh, we love storytelling. Let's go back.
Yeah, the fans have a very, especially wrestling fans in the IWC, have a very short attention span. So if it's not interesting or given any type of like character or story, they're not going to give a positive review, obviously, but yeah. the big reason I feel why NXT is very successful is because of the execution that Shawn Michaels is doing with people we've never heard of, and also the characters he's giving them. I'm a big Carmelo guy. Him?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, that's gold, man. He's a Dragunov of wrestling.
Dragunov is the best wrestler in the company.
Dragunov is amazing. You know, they got
Trick Williams got over.
They're really lucky with the crop they have, and they're getting too. They're getting like Jay Malachi,
fucking
Lucky
Tony D'Angelo and Stacks.
Bron Breakker actually got a fucking
him and his beard.
He's actually got charisma. Like
dude never wrestled before, and then once he got to NXT, he became like a fucking dominant beast. Motherfucker.
Right. You know, so you see,
the only person I feel bad for in NXT that needs like a revamp is Joe Gacy.
I mean,
the
whole schism thing
didn't work out at all.
Absolutely. They're doing something with him in the main roster, I feel like, right now. Very slowly transitioning. But the biggest separation between AEW and NXT is the individual focus on each person involved. NXT has each person individually set with a character, whereas AEW, there's an overflux of both new talent and former WWE guys. I wouldn't do that. I would definitely shorten up the roster in AEW, but I'd also
I could tell you more about
and hire writers, comic book writers, even, or you know,
I've been saying that comedians. Shit for the longest time.
Wrestling is Marvel.
Yeah,
every person's a superhero. Whoever you're involving, whether they're all heels, all faces, or in between.
I've been saying that shit for the longest time. I said wrestling needs to invest, and you wanted writers, you should get comic book writers. Mm-hmm. They know the balance of good and evil. I think
Triple H had that, especially since Black and Gold.
Yeah.
He has a really good crop of people, and that's why Judgment Day is doing amazing right now. That's why Sami Zayn's doing amazing right now. They're all in their own universe. So the focus is really big on a big reason why NXT is doing good, why it's doing good right now, I feel.
Well, I was going to ask Mike about the, you know, the talk with AEW has been that also that Tony does not want to let go of the grip of not only what's happening with AEW, but his multiverse of fucking promotions, when even with Ring of Honor as well. This week we saw the longest reigning Ring of Honor TV champ just drops the belt and says, fuck
Happy birthday, Keith Lee. You lose, you don't win the belt, and Samoa Joe relinquishes the title. No birthday gift for you.
Yeah, and usually, I love, because, you know, I go to wrestling groups and I see the cultists going back and forth with each other when it comes against the cultists. They go back and forth with the gang wars, the East Coast, West Coast battles when it comes to the AEW, WWE shit. But even the AEW loyalists even sat there and said, Joe dropping the belt like that? What the fuck? Like,
bro, the amount of Ring of Honor got buried. Bro, Ring of Honor, I will say this again.
Thank you, Vince.
Ring of Honor died when they, at the MSG show with New Japan. Ring of Honor died that night. Why? An X-shaped ladder hit a woman in the face in the front row.
He still says that to this day, and it's true. That was like the worst possible thing that happened at a show, especially MSG.
And you have Nick Aldis on commentary. Goes, well, that's a lawsuit coming. I mean, like, come on! Like,
I wish I went to that show, the Ring of Honor New Japan Garden show.
Yeah,
it was either that or watching Bret Hart get tackled without the Hall of Fame. Piggy is
the one. That was the Mick Foley moment when he won the title. When Brett got tackled, I mean, that's when everybody changed over and watched the Hall of Fame ceremony.
that put butts in seats, right, Tony? Yeah. But no, this past week, like the way Joe dropped the title, I mean, yes, he could have lost to Keith Lee, but they have a bigger plan for Samoa Joe. Don't beat him until like MJF or something, right? Whatever the fuck they plan on doing with Samoa Joe and AEW. This proverbial monkey on his fucking back is finally lifted, and he can stay on AEW television and do whatever it is with MJF. Now, Ring of Honor in 2024, I have low hopes for. But like around this time last year, we were saying, oh, it's a good thing Tony Khan bought Ring of Honor.
Who said that?
A year later, I never said that. Well, people were saying in the vein of, oh, they got it away from WWE. Cool shit, bro, but guess what? Tony Khan doesn't know what the fuck to do at Ring of Honor.
Yeah, he's
it's another brand for no reason. And also, if you go to the roster page, there's no roster page. All these fuckers are just coming off with no contracts, and a lot of people that signed All Elite Wrestling contracts are now turned into Ring of Honor contracts. You think Brian fucking Cage is happy to work for Ring of Honor that doesn't have TV?
But
I
was gonna say that you mentioned that before. It's like, you know, it's a shame that you can't even really watch the shit because it's behind a paywall. We're already paying for a numerous enough of fucking subscriptions. If you would even put it on YouTube or something, do that.
Yeah, I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, dude, Dark used to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that they're looking for like a deal for Ring of Honor. like Max or
but,
something.
But
like
no
that.
Network wants it.
No network wants it, and now he can't even dump it because it's not. It's hemorrhaging money.
I can't pirate Ring of Honor right now. With all the sites I have.
Isaac, you went to a lot of Ring of Honor shows. You were at the show, you had Final Battle a couple years ago. Kyle O'Reilly and Cole in the main event. Broken Matt Hardy showed up on the screen. Everybody went off fucking nuts. In the year 2023 to going into 2024, what the fuck is the value of a Ring of Honor?
They had it going, too, wrestling. Because especially...
Only when, name value.
Yeah, but they had it going. Right, they had it, the pay-per-views had it going as well in 2022 because, you know, you had the FTR Briscoes matches. You had those buildups going on that could
there
have possibly
was focus
led to.
On pay-per-views.
Right, but now it's just...
Yeah. I would separate rosters immediately. I would also...
do like a hard brand split, right?
I would also... Yeah, absolutely. And I would also take Brian Cage out of a faction. That's just me.
I would fucking take Rampage off of fucking TV because nobody
that too,
watches
man.
That.
Like, put the Collision or Rampage slot for Ring of Honor on weekends or weekdays or whatever. And
you make know, Ring of Honor
whatever
Saturday,
has the least
so like,
views, give it that slot and then I make mean, it interesting. If make it a different show. Make the sets different. Make the match cards look different. Make the ring look different. The canvas and the fan lighting and all that. It's little things like that.
Yeah.
When you see a pay-per-view, I'm sorry to cut you off, but last thing I'll say, when you see a takeover compared to an NXT episode,
it feels different.
It's different because of the atmosphere and also the build-up between each person. And Ring of Honor is lacking that right now. I don't know what I'd do if I was putting that show together, but... Tony Khan has so many shows. What, four shows he's putting together weekly?
And doesn't want to hand it over
four
to
shows,
anybody
bro.
Else.
Nope, doesn't want to hand it over. But I'll say this for Ring of Honor, because I was thinking of like certain ideas. I was thinking about this. For Ring of Honor, make it an overseas thing. And then say like, because AEW wants to go overseas a lot now, because they're doing All In, that type of shit. Have Ring of Honor be the promotional piece for AEW. Oh, you love this? Wait till AEW comes to town type of thing. And you have wrestlers that are probably always stuck sometimes overseas, like Pac, who has visa issues all the time. Mm-hmm. Make like Pac like an exclusive Ring of Honor guy. Like have him come around with the world title, the TV title. Like make like, there's certain ideas like that. And then also run separate venues for Ring of Honor. Don't tape it in the same building.
Smaller venues.
As Collision and Dynamite. Because guess what? People go to Dynamite to see AEW.
Well, you think
about Ring of Honor.
Well, you think about it. Whenever you go to the AEW show, they're doing like three fucking tapings at one night. And, you know,
you think you're going for a 2-hour show instead of you're going for 4 hours.
Yeah, you're going to. It's like WrestleMania every fucking time you go to an AEW show. It's like shit.
Well, yeah, but at least with WWE now, they know what to do for like WrestleMania. They split into two nights, and guess what? They make a lot more money now.
You know how much AEW, times I fucking yawn every time I went to an AEW show for as long as the shit fucking ran? I was like, damn, I'm not buying another Bud Light. I'm sorry, guys. I gotta go home.
Meanwhile, Jay's on the side of the arena that has less fans, that doesn't get showed on TV.
Yeah, right. I should just run with my no shirt on with a turnbuckle tabloid fucking tattoo on my chest.
And you get away with it.
On the hard cam.
You got the rally towel swinging back and
forth. Just to close out quickly and Rusty run down until we get to just a quick overview of Crown Jewel. Congratulations to Carmella and Corey Graves on the birth of their son. Congratulations to you guys. Welcome to the world of parenthood. And Carmella, he's going to dump you in 3 years. And also
personal.
The Bunny, as well as the Butcher and the Blade, have been released from AEW silently, and she has joined OnlyFans as well. No
God, bro. You not have? I'm not gonna say shit. I can't. I forget my place sometimes.
Well, I guess I know where that act is going. Is they're going to TNA?
And you know what? They should bring her back. Somebody should. Was it
her and Rosemary? We're over. In
yeah, let Rosemary back. Bring her back from the dead. You know, and then no, seriously, and.
That's where they left that angle. Allie got killed.
That was awesome.
Allie got killed. So bring her back from the dead and let it be that her henchmen brought her back from the dead. Like those are like her ghouls, the Butcher. But which they're a really good tag team. I used to goof on them before, but the guys could actually fucking work. So
I mentioned this to you and Henry in the private chat. I was like, not for nothing. From the silliest of debuts to where Excalibur screaming, "That's the Butcher, that's the Blade, and that's the Bunny." You know, everybody at home goes. Who, what, why? And then when you put them on TV, they're putting on great matches. They're busting their asses every week.
Shout Buffalo.
Yeah, I was a big, I'm a big fan of like that, the, that look before when he came out with like the butcher's outfits and the aprons and
also,
all that stuff.
They both occasionally do singles competition and blood sport on the indies, and
okay,
amazing work that I've seen in singles competition, both of them. So I'm big on Butcher and Blade.
Yeah. So I know
the Butcher's also musician.
Too, oh yeah, he's in a big band cool. as well. Yeah. So I think it's going to be greener pastures for them in
TNA, yeah. Total Nonstop Action. Cross the line.
Yeah, elbow on the table.
Yeah,
I did.
You saw that?
You got hurt yourself.
Got the funny bone.
Yeah.
Also, the Screen Actors Guild, their strike is over, so which means bye bye Cena,
and bye bye Rock Roman match. That's not happening. Fuck you,
that's
people.
Why.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm still open to that Rock match. I still think that might happen.
Stop it.
I believe it. Not this year.
Twice in a life.
Listen. Year. I've been pretty good with my predictions. I think this could happen. I think this will finally
happen.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Stop it, because everything you say comes true. Like when you said Goldberg was going to beat the Fiend. Guess Rock what? It Cena. Happened.
And it happened. I told you.
Where it
was
does
it
take
happen.
Place?
Hollywood. No. This year's Philly. 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 Said Philly.
You gonna be there, bro?
It's fucking tough, man. Those tickets are insane.
I'll see if I'll get like a nice Airbnb, big ass Airbnb for the guys. You know,
that would be cool.
I want to do that. I've never been to WrestleMania.
That actually might be a better thing to do. Like, we just rent the Airbnb and watch it there. That might be actually pretty cool. Because the cheapest ticket is like $550.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like,
for one person?
Well, one
That's
person.
That's a big yikes.
And it's for one night. Yeah, for one night. It's not even the package deal.
Nah, and the last time Jay went to WrestleMania, he was there for 8 hours.
Exactly.
Busy week. You got to be there, network.
It'd be
busy
crazy. Week. Like, I'm going to Philly just to go to the Airbnb and watch it there.
I mean, the amount of indie shows that are going to happen in New York alone was going to be crazy that week.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Shout out to our boy, Ben the Brit. He's coming in from England. His girlfriend, who he's only known for less than a year. He's gotten it. I don't know if they're engaged yet, but she got him tickets to WrestleMania. And was presented to him on Cameo by Kurt Angle, and it's been a big thing for him to come, and he's looking forward to hanging out with us.
You sir have a winner on your hands.
Yeah, and she ain't bad looking either. Hey, that boy scooped up something nice. So good thing for you.
Sometimes
he made her a wrestling. Well, he didn't make her, but she's grown to be a wrestling fan. So
sometimes looks aren't everything, but fuck, that's amazing.
It's not everything.
Yeah, it's not everything.
It's not everything. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. It's pretty much it.
To Jay, it is.
It is. Which, by the way, there's a video that's going around on fucking Instagram of woman at a Spanish concert in Boston. And she turns around. It's the video of, I think I said it to you, Isaac. What,
the guy's in front of her?
Yes. And she turns
the
around.
Girl,
and
the
that
fan cam.
Ass just comes.
Was it real?
Huh?
Was it real?
Who cares?
All right.
Well, I found her and I follow her on IG now.
I found her.
Every time, history, people. Yeah, her ass bounced like Majin Buu. Like it was just
Majin Buu.
Oh my! And it just got bigger. I said in the comments. I said the way it turned around was like when you first saw the T-Rex in Jurassic Park when he was looking through the window in the car. That's exactly how her ass came out. I was like, wow.
Jay fell in love.
Oh, did I? She went from 1,300 followers on a Wednesday to fucking 30,000 by Friday. So it's like
crazy
that ass. But in any case, I was gonna wrap up wrestling rundown on this end, which is gonna lead us to going into a quick overview of Crown Jewel. We didn't get to review it the other day, and Mike, just give a quick synopsis of what you thought of Crown Jewel.
As far as overall show, I thought it was fine. It wasn't to the standards of the rest of the shows this past year. I mean, they've been on a real roll, but this one, as far as like the Saudi shows, this was one of their better ones. But after the Cena Sokoa match, the interference fucking bug hit everything.
Cause right.
Every time somebody the last like four matches, somebody's running out and doing something stupid, but best match overall was the opener, which was Rollins and McIntyre for the world title. That match was really good.
There's
a lot of spots where like Rollins went for the stomp. He missed. And then once he got up, McIntyre hit him with a fucking claymore out of hell. That almost got the win. I almost bit, but Rollins retained, did a really good match. And the slow burn for Drew McIntyre heel turn is still going on here.
Yeah, I'm not upset about what happened with the changing of the hands of the U.S. title. The Logan Paul guy, I knew that was coming. It's a it's a promotional thing. It's advertisement. The guy's got fucking gazillion people following him on social medias. He'll take that belt everywhere. People ask questions about what kind of belt is that?
Well, but Jay, the only negative to that is that there's two absentee champions now on the same brand. If there was just one on each show, it'd be okay. That's fine. But
yeah,
now,
but you know what? It's still
open. But on SmackDown, there's nothing to fight for anymore because Paul's barely on the show. Roman's barely available.
I don't think he's gonna hold a belt as long as people are saying he is. They're saying that he's gonna possibly hold it to Mania. I don't see that. I don't think that's gonna happen. I think that it's transitional just to get the name out there. Plus,
either LA Knight or Kevin Owens is gonna beat him at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I even think it's gonna be beforehand. I think it's probably at Rumble is gonna happen. He's not gonna be able to carry it for that. Yeah. Like you said, two individuals who barely on the show. You need something that's going on there. That's why I keep telling you people, put a TV title up there. Yeah, I keep
saying. I mean, the photos I posted of Logan Paul, like he coming out of the shower with just the U.S. title wrapped around, people just already pissed off.
AKA Shawn Michaels. I mean, come on.
But everybody fucking bust a nut when women take pictures of themselves naked with the belt wrapped around themselves.
Hell, somebody was jizzing on the belt before. Oh, that's another story. Any case, so like I said, I wasn't upset with that. And plus, it led to what happened on SmackDown the last night, which was the inter turmoil in LWO with now Escobar apparently turning heel, which is fine with me. I'm okay with that.
I would have waited a couple more weeks. They just did it right away. But to be real here, they've been doing the LWO since WrestleMania, so I guess it's been a long build.
Right.
But it's just like Kalito comes out to Rey, goes, why are you forgiving him? He's the one that cost you the title. And then like 10 minutes later, Santos is beating the shit out of Rey, saying, I'm sorry. And somebody pointed out on Twitter that Rey has a lot of trust issues with like friends and family, because it's like he gets his ass kicked every time. Eddie did it. Batista did it. His own son did it.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not a good individual to
hit him. Ray's sitting on the steps crying, like, why me?
Ray's probably low key an asshole. Like, he's like a real dick. He's a real asshole backstage. He puts like peanut butter in people's wrestling boots and shit.
He'd be pranking Big Show and all the big guys.
He puts Icy Hot in their trunks. Which, by the way, did we see Paul White walk to the ring recently? Jesus Christ, can we just put him out of his misery?
Did you see the video I sent you? It's like his knees like moving like gears.
He almost looks like a animatronic version of the Big Show. Like, he doesn't look like he's the real version of a fake Big Show. It just looks bad.
Yeah, leave Captain Insano alone, man.
He looks like a Gundam.
He's not Captain Insano. This is fucking Paul.
He walks like a Gundam robot. Like, he's just like one of
and
those.
And he's going to wrestle on Wednesday.
He's going to fuck you up.
Yeah, right?
Well, I'm a wild on the wrestling. AEW said, whoa.
Imagine he listens to like What Is Love by Hideaway. Instead of all that mumbo jumbo country shit, he really listens to like techno and pop.
Sitting there with his vape.
Yeah, he's like a gentrified Brooklyn person. Yeah.
You're looking at two individuals, Jericho and fucking Paul White, who are like,
they're scarves.
They both should be like the Fort Lauderdale Palm Springs of wrestling, like, in a retirement home. Jericho can still go. Shut up.
Kenny Omega will have his working boots on Wednesday because Kota Ibushi's working with a broken back. Jericho's just old as shit and can't stop drinking. Then you have Paul White,
Kenny's butt is just as fucked up as all of them as well. So it's like.
And they're going against Kyle Fletcher, Konosuke Takeshita, Powerhouse Hubs, and now Brian Cage. Like, these guys are going to kill him.
Yeah. Who's going to win? Kenny and the guys. Oh, fuck.
They're
going to do the spot where either Hobbs or Cage lifts up Paul White. You're like, oh my God, look at the strength. Meanwhile, it's like, I've seen that 100 times prior to this.
Yeah.
With other people. Yeah. Big Show, you can lift easily now. not fun anymore.
Wait, yeah, and by the way, what the fuck is going on with the fucking BCC?
One day they're heels, one day they're faces. I don't get it.
The one thing that I know, I still can't stand Wheeler Yuta. Guy makes no fucking sense. No.
Oh, man, I love Wheeler.
Jesus he Christ.
Somebody pointed out, too, when they did the promo on Wednesday, John Moxley was saying, like, I'm going to kill you. And then it's like, your little brother trying to be cool. That's fucking Wheeler Yuta. Like, I'm going to kill you.
He looks like...
Like, it's not believable.
He's like the little dog from Tom and Jerry, Spike's son. That's my boy. It's like, stop. You're not tough. Leave it alone. Jesus. Stay in Philly. God.
I love how we went from Crown Jewel to fucking Wheeler Yuta.
That's a total 180 that we go there. But
at Crown Jewel, we did have a return. Kyrie Sane's back.
Yes, we did. And the crowd went mild.
Because nobody could see her face, and the camera was like, Kyrie, turn around.
Yeah.
No, this way.
And
no, that
they're
way.
Over there covering their ankles and every other visible damn
exactly,
part of them.
Exactly, shit. You might as well have a burqa on, a full fucking...
She probably should have left it on. Who knows? Which, just do the damn elbow.
Which, by the way, the women's match wasn't bad. It wasn't bad either, though. The five-way wasn't bad either. I was
yeah. Cool with
it. Great card.
Yeah. And I
enjoyed Crown Jewel.
I don't usually invest in the Blood Money pay-per-views, but for that day, I was just like, let me watch this shit. I was all right. I was good with it.
I mean, we're gone from the era of putting two old men or four old men in the ring, so that era is finally... Because, I mean, that was really what was killing the Saudi shows, when you have 50 old men going out there killing each other, or in case of Goldberg and Taker, trying to kill each other. And then now it's like, we're having great wrestling matches.
Oh, you mean the Saudi prince who actually wanted Yokozuna on the card?
Asking for dead people. Yo, that have been dead for years.
Give me Hulk Hogan. Can somebody let him know? You know what? I will not. No one's cutting off my
He's
head.
He's not taking bookings.
No one's going to cut off my head. Okay, bring him Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Wow, Jay's doing an accent.
He lost weight.
Yeah.
He lost weight.
That's a lot of weight.
That's him? Yeah, it's Ricochet. He lost weight.
Ricochet. But also on Crown Jewel, we saw the end of John Cena.
Damn. Possibly.
I mean, for now.
Possibly. He's been on his socials giving photos in which he's in alluding to retirement, photos of Babe Ruth and...
that's all, folks.
Ric Flair. No, it can't be Ric Flair because he never retires. I will never retire!
Never.
Nope.
I
want to say this about the John Cena match, because he took like 15 Samoan spikes, and then after like the 11th one, he's on the mat and the camera decides to zoom in on Cena. Have a full-on conversation with Solo Sikoa, telling him the next spot.
Oh, please. He never knows how to fucking convey wrestling information to other wrestlers. You might as well put a mic on him. That's how loud he is.
Isaac knows better not to fucking zoom in on anything when people are talking, but this camera guy decides, oh, Cena's talking? Zoom in. My God.
But
then we had the usual Roman Reigns main event where everybody runs out. LA Knight. I'll say this about Knight. He busted his ass.
Definitely.
He did his best, but we had the Solo run-in, Jimmy Uso. That still doesn't make sense after all these months of why he's still helping Roman Reigns. And then Roman retains, LOL. He's done for the year.
I like to say that because of you guys, I've been an Eli Drake guy for a long time. So now with the LA Knight hype, I'm like, yeah, I was on that train before all of y'all guys. I was on it before y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Crown Jewel wasn't too bad. Like I was okay. Everybody was upset because this is just a throwaway, blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah, it is. But for me, I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, you know,
now we're on to War Games.
Yeah, leading up to. I ain't gonna front the way Adam Pearce led that up. Like it kind of sounded cheesy, but I ain't gonna front. Yeah.
He did his damnedest.
It didn't have the William Regal feel, but it
you
was still cool
play.
Though.
War game.
Yeah, you want a war?
Took off the glasses and all.
You guys want a war? Then you know what? You guys will do better at war games. Everybody started ripping their shirt off and burning their nipples with matches. It was crazy. Everybody lost their fucking minds.
So Jay, do you prefer it to be 4-on-4 or do you want it to be 5-on-5?
No, let's get the 5-on-5, baby. Let's get it to it officially.
So Drew would join the Judgment Day
And Randy Orton will be joining the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
Until he turns on them and he turns on Cody, because everybody turns on Cody, and then
we'll leave the like Randy Mysterio. turning on We'll leave Randy turning on Cody until like after Mania.
Because it's
Cody.
Hopefully
it beats Roman.
Because it's all gonna. Everybody's gonna have to remember that fucking 15 years ago when it was Legacy. Like
exactly.
So
Raw announced that, and then on SmackDown we had Asuka and Kairi Sane officially join Damage Control. So it's Bayley, Dakota Kai, Io Sky, Asuka, and Kairi Sane.
All the bad bitches.
Damage Control.
against Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, Shotzi, and now rumored is going to be Becky Lynch, but I don't see that. It's when they announced, like, oh, it's going to be 4-on-4.
It's going to be fucking Jade Cargill.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jade Cargill is about to make her debut in War Games.
Yeah, it's going to be Jade Cargill.
They need a cool logo, Damage Control.
Yeah.
That's what they're missing right now. Yeah. I forgot that was their name.
I like that they spell control the way that it's on the computer. Like
CTRL. Okay. Yeah.
That's hard.
But other than that, like, I'm okay with the whole bad bitches together click. Like, fuck it. Like, it's fine.
I mean, this is all until Bayley and Dakota get the boot, and then you have Asuka, Io, and Kairi all together.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems as though that it's going to...
Kabuki Warriors 2.0.
Well, yeah, yeah. As long as it's not that, what you call it, it's just not, let's put all the Asians together kind of shit, right. Which it looks like it's lumping into, but well, we shall see. But other than that, it's going to wrap up this week's segment, guys. As always, our boy Homework Mike checking in, and of course that punk Isaac saying what's up to the peoples. Mike, let everybody know where they can find us and what we can do to get connected with Turnbuckle Tabloid.
If you want to follow us on social media, it's Facebook at the group page at Turnbuckle Tabloid, and on X, which used to be Twitter but now it's X, and Instagram at Turnbuckle Tab.
And that punk Isaac, where can they find you and what's happening?
The best wrestling promotion in the world, VXS Wrestling. Watch VXS.com, shop VXS.com. We got Two Cold Scorpio, Brian Cage doing way better than what he's doing right now. We got a bunch of people that we got before TV got. So make sure to tune in, be in tap. VXS Wrestling, violence and suffering all day forever. Let's go.
You couldn't get a better promo than that, ladies and gentlemen. When we return, we got much to discuss this week. We celebrate the life of our boy Matt Travis. It's 4 years already, man. It's crazy. And as always, every year we make sure to celebrate that young man's life and replay the interview he did with us here. For those, it's rare because he didn't do a lot of them. And if you get the chance to have a sit down and conversation with that young man, you were lucky enough to be in his presence, man. He's one of those guys that always show love to us. On Turnbuckle Tabloid, he was a listener as well, and he always made sure to put people on to us, and we're returning a favor to him right now, man. That was a candle that was burnt out too soon for us, guys, so we'll make sure to celebrate the life of Matt Travis on this week's episode, and much more. So guys, check you guys in a second.
Alright, what's up everybody, this is a smooth superhero Mantequilla, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Tabloid.
Hey yo, it's King Capo, Matt Travis, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Tabloids.
I forgot you boys are from the BX, so coming into Queens, it's like, where's Waldo and shit, looking for fucking addresses and all that shit. That's why I don't really go to the BX either. I got family in Parkchester. Yeah. I stay the fuck away from that shit.
I'm not too far away from
it. Yeah? Yeah? It's crazy because, like, you could blindfold me and drop me off somewhere, and as soon as I'll get out the shit, I'll be like, oh, I'm in the Bronx, right? Get the fuck out of here. Nah, B. I actually wanted to go like to some events up there, but I'm like, that's like another fucking world up there.
It
like
is,
BX is far, son.
It is.
It's like a $800 Uber, son.
But like, I love it though, man. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else besides.
It's always been BX for y'all?
Always.
Travis always been up there?
Always. The whole New York City period, cause you know, I know people from Brooklyn to Staten Island. Before pro wrestling, I used to just be outside with the cats outside.
Right.
You know, being like the youngest cat out of whatever crew. you know, with certain groups of people or whatever, and just always chilling wherever, like anywhere.
But really, like when you in Brooklyn, you've been to Brooklyn and shit, right?
Yeah.
There's a certain vibe that you feel when you're out there, but the BX is something like, it's so, that's to me, it's more cultural. Now, since we all get fucking gentrified and shit, it's just fucking, it's becoming more annoying than anything. But BX has always been like something more cultural. And whenever I went up there, I always felt like somebody was going to be throwing like Spanish food at me somewhere. I always felt that way.
Either that or a pamper out the window or something like that.
something weird. Something weird going on. But if guys don't know, I got King Capo in the building. Matt Travis, sir. Finally, we've been trying to like connect for a minute. This is a dude I respect his professionalism, because I tell the man, I said, listen, we don't really have to do it in person. We could do it, you know, over the phone. I've had phone interviews. I made it work. We can make it happen. He's like, nah, with that voice. And I know ladies who listen to the show right now, I was like, damn, that nigga sounds sexy. That's a sexy voice like this. Shit. No, not me, ladies. I'm talking about the man here, Mr. Matt Travis. Sir, thank you for stopping by in studio.
Of course. I owe it to you, man.
My son is out here wearing that big fur thing. Shit, I want to get me one of those shits.
Yeah, you got to. It's only right, man.
Shit, I'm going
to
wear that. I wear that shit in 98 degree weather if I'm a cop.
I said the same thing, too. If I get another one, I'm wearing it in the summertime.
Just trunks and shit. Yeah, trunks and coat.
Not even a tank top. Just straight raw dog.
How do you decide? We just, before the mics went on, how do you decide to wear wrestling trunks? Like, what, like, other people go to other ways, you know, they wear the long pants or jeans, or you've committed, you said, fuck it, I wear the trunks. Like, what came to that? Because me, I make myself in 2K18, I don't wear no fucking trunks. I look like fucking, like one of those hood niggas that still wear their Tims. And as a matter of fact, I think my 2K18 character has Tims on.
I thought about doing that in real life, wearing Tims in the ring. Nah, I think, I don't know. It's less expensive. I think it's more comfortable for me. I don't know. It sounds weird because we wear underwear to wear in front of thousands of people.
Right.
I don't know. Trunks is comfortable. It's like wearing basketball shorts for me.
Oh, okay. Because I see some people who commit to it, and I'm like, bravo. And there's some of y'all that's like, whew.
Yeah, they probably look nasty.
Yeah, you do. You have to do
like squats and stuff to really wear trunks.
And some of them do it as a rip to themselves or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, for a fact. My guy, why do it? But I see that you've come into the game. You've been in the business for how long already?
I say like 2 years.
In those 2 years, the 2 to 3 years, like, I've heard guys already give you, you know, praise in your ring work. You know, I've had, as a matter of fact, I had EC Negro on here one episode, and he even brought your name up, and he was like, yo, I'll get in the ring with Travis. That guy's fucking work right there. I'll put him over any day. But like, when you hear that from vets, you know, does it boost the ego? Does, you know, the King Capo, you know, the crown get a little bit heavier?
Nah, definitely not. And I don't think nothing of it, because I'm trying to get better every day. Like, when people talk good about me, while they're talking good about me, or they think I'm good at that moment, I look at myself like I'm not where I want to be at.
Mm.
Keep it pushing. I think that's what keeps me somewhat humble and somewhat sane as well. Because if you stay in the same position for me, I feel like you're kind of a little crazy.
But still, you're like I mentioned earlier before the mics went on, I said, your come up was crazy in 2017, because honestly, like, I've seen you getting booked everywhere for a guy who's only been in the business for like 2 years. That's an accomplishment in itself, man. Young man from the BX, how old are you?
23.
Damn, son. Shit. You know what the fuck I was doing at 23? I think I was like still hustling on the side.
Yeah.
Going to college, trying to get my weed game up, because that was the only hustle I really wanted to do. I couldn't do anything other than weed. I wasn't doing that shit. I was like, nah, I ain't doing that fucking football number shit. At least I go to Central Book and they'll let me go. But get your little ass out of here.
Get out of here. You do this.
Get your little pound. Get your little bullshit ass pound out of here.
The dope thing, man, is like, when I was young, right, I used to be into all of that. So like, I feel like I got all that out my system for me to even stay or get focused for professional wrestling. So, you know, a lot of that stuff I got out of my system. But I get you when it comes to that, though.
Was the calling always there? Because not a lot of people will say, because, you know, from the BX, I always tell motherfuckers, either you was going to either be rapping, because Pun and Joe was going to be your idols.
A French Montana.
Or French.
Max B.
What I'm saying? Like, those are the guys that you was like, yo, fuck, I could spit like them. Yeah. Or you was going to be in the hustle. Like,
definitely.
When the fuck did wrestling come and say,
you got a call in here, brother. Come check this out.
It was weird for me, man, because I didn't have no intentions on being a professional wrestler at all. I just wanted to hustle. Like, my daddy was a hustler before he went legit and started working in the hospital.
Shout out to him, because that's
a big deal.
That's what the fuck I do. Right? Yeah, that's what the fuck I do.
Yeah, and he's about to retire, by the way, too. But seeing him hustle, my uncle just got deported, but he was a big time, not a big time, crazy big time, but he was a big dog around my way.
Mm.
And I used to just idolize them and, you know, the cats that was making money from.
Get it, Dominicano.
Who, me not? Puerto Rican. Ecuadorian.
Okay, because I was like, what Puerto Ricans get deported? Like, what the
No, my uncle's Ecuadorian.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
He got deported for attempt and just wild stuff. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd rather him, you know, get deported than spend that time in the feds, which he, you know, he did a few.
It's funny. My boy, years ago, he got arrested and they was going to give him fed time, but then they deported him. And the motherfucker lives in Barbados. Now you deport the motherfucker to paradise.
Yeah.
You can leave.
I was just showing my son, man. My uncle just made a commercial for TV. He sent me it right, for his own restaurant he owned. That's one thing I give him. He's a hustling.
But look at that shit.
Hustling.
It's like
hustling.
What punishment you gave them? You gave them sunshines and palm trees.
Like, now he's riding his BMW motorcycles and stuff like that now. He went from the feds to doing good, but that's the family I come from, man. Like, just a bunch of hustlers. So.
And they grind, and then you see the grind in front of them, your father grinding, you see your uncle grinding, and then you know, still you have any siblings?
Yeah, I do. Younger.
Yeah, younger. So you're the big bro.
Oldest,
and you always got to take care of the you know, so you gotta grind there. When the fuck did you hear, like, you know, wrestling? Were you, like, into wrestling as a kid growing up?
Oh, hell yeah. My family was into it. That's the thing, like, growing up in the hood, you love certain things and wrestling.
I figured you would play, like fucking, like, maybe baseball or something like that. like
basketball, maybe, yeah.
Or
scales.
We gotta be running the point. We gotta throw the point.
Right. I don't know. My family was always into it, so I grew up like watching it. I just remember watching it and probably not even in love with it, but I fell in love with it. But I remember watching it as a young kid. That's my my oldest memory as a human being, like 5 years old, but watching pro wrestling.
But nothing else came involved, like, you, because you're very athletic in the ring. Like, I see, like, you've mixed anything like martial arts, or even like gymnastics.
No, I never
sometimes.
Touched martial
never
arts.
Never did any of that.
Never was into gymnastics, really. I tried it, but never was into any of that. It's just God-given talent.
Fucking
man.
Cheerleader. That's what the fuck. It's a fucking cheerleader.
No lie, God-given talent, man. I just feel like I'm meant to be here, you know, instead of being locked up like the rest of my friends are dead, like the rest of my countless friends. So. It was, I don't know. It was crazy.
You ever had handcuffs on?
Of course, plenty of times.
It's not a cool. It's funny because I was just sharing a story with one of my coworkers, and they gave me a look like, "What the fuck, you got handcuffs for?" I was like, "Listen, I never, you know, I ain't always worked for the city. I did dirt in the city, right? Yeah. But it's one of those feelings that sometimes you get that wake up call. It's like, you know what, something got to end. Like this shit got to stop. So what was it that, because there wasn't a lot of wrestling schools, even for a couple of years. It's definitely. Like, you know, they started popping up here and there and shit. And then in the BX, you had a gym up there. But you come out all over the Queens. Like, you had House of Glory. You out here, the dojo out here. That's a work. That's commitment right there. And you here persistently, every, like you here.
Yeah, every day. I try to make sure I'm here as much as I can because, I don't know. I look at it like this, like we live life every day, so anything can happen. So let's say if I was to walk out my building or whatever, something bad happens, you know, I want to at least live life to the fullest, you know, and at least take a step in the right direction, you know.
But you still, like, when you look at where you were at, you know, a couple of years ago, you was, like I said, 23 years old, teenager, was not too long ago.
Definitely,
yeah. And, you know, the wrestling game comes in. And you're on that ladder, climbing up little by little, learning the trade, taking a bump here and there. Was there a time that you sat there and said, man, fuck this. I can't be doing this shit. Man.
So many times, man.
Like, even taking that back bump from the, it's like.
No, not in that way. I think wrestling got me more mentally than physically. Cause no lie, like pain, I'm very pain tolerant, you know, and, I think mentally it had me there. Like, I was like, shit, like, I don't want to do this no more, man. This is too much for me on the mental aspect of it. Cause you got to be more mentally prepared than physically prepared. If anything, if you're not there mentally, then this will eat you alive.
Now, when you say that, Because I've seen a lot of cats who went into House of Glory and other wrestling schools, and they go, yeah, you know, they like to wear the shirt. They like to, you know, like to walk around and say, yeah, I'm part of something. Yeah. Then like a year later, it's like, yo, what happened? And it's like, you know, this thing happened and, I had to do all that. Like, how is it that you stay focused on doing that shit? Cause a lot of times it's like you said, mentally draining. Yeah. The body takes its toll. Cause already know the career is going to be crazy. Word. And you've been in some big fucking matches where you like, not only the house was torn out, my body ached for that motherfucker, for real. Like, how is it that you're able to still sit there and say, wake up with the fucking bruise on your back, fucking, that you can still say that, yo, I gotta go to dojo today?
Being passionate and loving the game, man. Like, thoroughly loving it, being genuine and being hungry, man. I was tired of living in the hood, man. I don't know, for certain people, you know, I don't know how it is for them, but me, like, every day waking up and seeing my block, I'm like, I got to get out of here. Let me go to the dojo. Let me go train. Let me go do something that's going to help me get in that mansion or something like that, you know? Like, I guess as far as that, that's maybe like a motivation for me, like, or was a big thing for me. But the passion and the love for the game, man, once you get in this business, it's like a drug, you know? And I want to do it the right way. I don't, you know, I want to love it and be respected as one, like Red. Be respected as a person that genuinely loved this business.
No, wait. Because I was about to mention Red too, because, you know, we'll get to that in a minute, because those are my fucking guys. As a matter of fact, I went to go pick your ass up by the dojo and shit. And I walk in, and like I said, I didn't know, you know, I have the respect. I've never really wanted to get into wrestling as in, like, to be in ring, but I wanted to always be around it for something. Maybe commentary, maybe, you know, managing or whatever. But I also know certain aspects of it. And there's like certain things where I said, you know, I don't want to intrude. Like, I didn't want to open the door, just go away. And as soon as I opened the door to ask for Matt, and everybody's like, they give that look, like, who that? And Red is sitting there, he goes, yo, who that? I'm like, Santi, Turbo Tabloid. And he's like, yo, Santi, what up, yo? Is there like that camaraderie that you guys have, like your own secret world in the wrestling? Like, because I know there's like protocol and behind the curtains when you're in the locker room, everybody addresses themselves. You know, they introduce themselves when they know. Is there really like that kind of like secret world that you guys have back there?
Yeah, for sure. It's like a fraternity. It's like a brotherhood. You know, well, with certain people, you know, that's not, you know, on that BS that these other cats be on. But as far as like a brotherhood and who you train with or who you close with, yeah, it's like a super
it's like
secret.
It's like a fucking fraternity and shit back there. You don't even
like
know.
The Freemasons and stuff like that.
And it's funny because I understand when a lot of guys who are in the business, they hate hearing fucking marks talk the way that they talk. Like, you don't know me and the boys. It's like, motherfucker, we don't really talk that. It's like, y'all make it seem like it's all. Does it like, is there a line that you always, that you put between you and the fans? Because you're, although you are the most fucking angriest man I can see coming to the ring, there is some kind of persona that comes over with you that people are drawn to. Is there a way that you have that you have to tell motherfuckers, all right, slow down, like back the fuck up?
Of course, yeah. When they want
to
get
What was the most like wild shit that a fan ever came and did to you?
Countless of things, man. Like when they try to give you a pound, like they coach you, like from the hood, and like try to give you a hug, and I don't know, it's weird. But I draw the line when it gets that, like, we're not close, we're not cool. You know, there's certain people who want to be cool with you just because you're who you are, or whatever, or the clout you got. You know, I'm not like that. You know,
all right. So now y'all motherfuckers know y'all niggas ain't from the same hood. Y'all don't rock the same way, so don't come in that close.
Right. And these they be on some weirdo stuff outside of wrestling on top of that too. So
anybody wants my underwear?
Plenty. Plenty. I get inboxes like, hey, you sell underwear or my trunks. Like,
that's the status I want, though. Stuff, I want either females, male too. I'm not prejudiced. Whatever the LGBT shit you into. You want to smell Jay Santee's underwear? I'm cool. I fucks with it. Whatever. Put it in a Ziploc. I'll FedEx that shit to you.
Give me a rack.
Yeah. So we holler. Yeah. But that's another thing, too. Like, You'll come across the spectrum when it comes to fans and the fan bases and all that stuff. Like, how is the women game like crazy though?
It's crazy, but you know, you gotta have.
Don't tell the world right now.
No,
B.
No way.
You
no
ain't
way.
Wifed up
I'm
right
not,
now.
No, definitely not. single as a Pringle, but
single like a fucking dollar bill.
Well, I was gonna say, Yeah, you got to have some type of discipline because you can't be messing around with all these crazy ass female, you know, fans or groupies. First of all, that's not good for your health. And second, like, I'm the type of person, like, I can't mess with every female. I already been and done that, like, yeah. early on, messing with all the crazy popping girls from the Bronx and wherever, New York. Mm. But, you know, right now I'm at a point where I want to, if I was to deal with a female or something like that, she got to, like, want to build an empire. She got
to
be a business.
You mean to tell me you go OT? You in the ring, out there, going off, and you ain't got them OT fucking Pennsylvania, fucking Virginia females throwing that cooch at you, and you rocking that shit. Like, are you serious?
They're serious, yeah.
Damn, that, you all fucking
discipline. It's a discipline,
that discipline
man.
Is real, son.
Discipline on top of that.
My dick would have been a submission.
It's a discipline, but on top of that, you treat yourself like gold, and you get treated like gold. You feel me?
My
like,
balls would have been tapping out. You're crazy. That's a, yeah. But that's a beautiful thing, because you don't have any kids, right?
Definitely not.
Not yet. Yeah. Enjoy it now.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
enjoy it now. Get the run now. I mean, not to say not having kids is not a beautiful thing. It is, but it enjoy is. The run
that's
now.
That's another thing, too, man. Like, I've been through, I could tell you stories for days, like younger, because before I even got into professional wrestling, I was going viral on videos, and I was in the loop with a certain group in the Bronx that everybody became popping and popular and stuff like that. So I've been had a wave before professional wrestling. The women been there before all of this. Women would try to trap me. They'll be like, "Hey, look, yeah, I think I'm pregnant." Like, crazy, yo. I'm talking about like 14, 15 years old.
You only gave me top. How am I got you pregnant?
Yeah, some crazy stuff like that, yo. Like, yo, I could tell you stories for days, man. But that's why I guess my where my discipline like grew and came into, you know, fruition, I guess.
Yeah, because it's crazy, because even for a young man like yourself, you see, you know, certain aspects, especially you got guys that are ahead of you that's been training you right now, like Amazing Red, who's been all around the world, Brian Excel. You've got guys that you've been in the ring who have the experience and could tell you, like, do they get you under that tree of knowledge and share that shit and tell you, like, yo, listen, you gotta pump them brakes, man. You can't do everything like, you know, like a lot of us back in the days did, like running wild and doing all that shit. There's a lot of dudes out there I know that got trapped up early on with some rats and shit.
And I can't be one of them, man. First off, if I got a child with a female, I'm gonna stick with her for a fact. Like, we gotta be solid, because first off, I find myself being turned off by people nowadays on some just energy wise. Right. So in order for me to even be around like anybody right now, we gotta have some type of like chemistry or anything like that.
And plus, your schedule is bananas. Your shit is crazy. So they gotta get in the couples world. They gotta understand what it's gonna be about. Speaking of that, like you mentioned before, growing up in the hood, you was running around with different dudes. Like the dudes, they look at you now? I'm like, look at this dude. This nigga, he a wrestler. Like, out of everything, like you, dude, like how's that vibe going on?
I get that a lot. But like I say, even before pro wrestling, I was getting that regardless. You know, people would look at me like I'm the hood star of the hood or whatever. But now, definitely. I was just telling my son, like, I got that at, like, early and recent. Like, whenever I come out, like, I have people come to my mother, like, hey, your son is da 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 or whatever. Yeah. She'd be like, yeah. He's regular. What are you bothering me for?
It's like, yo, his like videos, crazy stuff. His fucking videos on YouTube got thousands of views and all that. And he's like, my mouth still got to go throw out the garbage. It don't mean nothing.
Right, shit.
But you carry yourself well. And it's funny because the way that others may look at you, especially, you know, cash flow was huge, man. It still is. You know, and that persona is still resonating right now, but you're a very humble guy. How was it that people probably misconstrued Travis as probably the arrogant prick, as in the dude from the BX that's still trying to get it?
Well, they misconstrue nothing. That's me. That's legit me. That's a part of me. That's the reason why the character come out so organic. But I don't know, man. But as far as like that whole cash flow stuff, man, I don't know. That's that cat. I was doing my own thing from the beginning. We had a friendship, whatever, but I don't know. You know
what was the breakdown? I mean, I was watching it progressively in House of Glory, and I saw that, you know, there was a bond there, but it was also a way that I saw Travis needed to go out and break out. Like, there was gonna, you know, I'm with homie, but homie not let me do me. I need to do. Was that the sense that we were getting there?
Nah, not really. It wasn't just that. It was just like I just always looked at myself as a boss, right? Even when I was younger, or a businessman, you know, and I just never wanted to work for anybody ever in my life. That's just the type of like mindset I got. So partnership, yeah, but like me being under anybody or anything like that, under the tutelage of somebody who's the same age as me.
Was Broadway like that, feeling that lightweight? Like he was boss status. Like he was trying to hold you on the sun underneath the armpit.
Nah.
Put rest of your head on daddy chest.
Yeah, never that. I know that for a fact. Never that. The thing about me and him is we were legit brothers, so it wasn't that, man. But the thing is, though, he get caught up in his own world where he feel like the world revolves around him. And, you know, I get caught up with, obviously, because I'm living my own life. The world revolves around me, to me. So I just had to step up and boss up, man, and move on up.
But I'm saying, like, I would have thought that this was going to be a collaboration that was going to rock for a minute, but then it turned like the R. Kelly and Jay-Z fucking tour, like best of both worlds is fucked up, son.
And he's R. Kelly. He's definitely R. Kelly.
You ain't bumping into him in the hood yet? You ain't see him around?
Nah, not really, man.
Oh,
not
really. Shit.
I just but be it, too
it's
busy,
on site,
man.
Though? It's on site?
It's been on site lately since we get put with each other in these matches and stuff like that. The House of Glory loves seeing us, I guess, clash or wrestle or whatever, because I guess we put it all out in that ring. But as far as like me seeing, I got nothing to say about him, man. Do you. Best of luck. Keep on doing you, and I don't care about whatever he does. Just...
Damn, son. It's a bad falling out, son. I'll tell you. I've had falling outs like that before, but it was usually of a dude taking my girl and getting her pregnant.
But the
and
crazy
shit.
Thing is, though, this falling it's out another is, story, is not no story. Wrestling. Like, it's not a wrestling like storyline. This is real life. We really legit fell out over business because he don't know how to conduct and handle business right.
Mm.
Like,
is it tough to do business in person? People always say that you can't do business with fam, son. It's tough.
You can't.
It's tough.
Not only that, it's just like I guess when the personal stuff collides with the business, that's when things start, you know, taking a different route. Me, I'm all business. I will never let personal get in between business.
Mm.
You know, and I guess...
Azeez wasn't over no puss. It wasn't over no puss.
I could care less about that.
That's like, what I'm saying. This is not that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, none of my women will ever deal with anybody I'm cool with. Because, like I said, the type of women I deal with, you know, they boss up. They're not into none of that. But as far as, like, that cat or whatever, like our breakup or whatever, our friendship dissolving, he know what happened and he could tell you what's up. Me, I'm just keep on doing me because everybody's talking about me right now.
I don't see it ending though. I see y'all. I see this is like one of those things that y'all gonna be bumping heads for a minute though. I really do, and it ain't gonna front. I'll pay the ticket to that shit. Fuck that. Yeah. I'm out there for that.
It's crazy. You guys, my son, man. Like we've been bumping heads on the low for a minute, and this I knew it was gonna happen, but that's why I played my position. Like I was sitting in the back, and I knew I was gonna be in the front, and that's what happened. Now I'm in the front, and now I'm showing why. I'm going to be the top student in the House of Glory. See, the reason why I had any problems with Son was because Son was the top student of House of Glory, right? And what he did, he ain't do nothing. You feel me? Like, he could have been signed right now.
Mm-hmm.
How you still want to, like, do certain things you do, and you could be signed. You could live a whole different life.
Mm-hmm.
And you let certain things mess that up. I can't do that. I don't got time to do that.
You're about to get that paper and get them W's, man.
That's all it's about.
Get them straps.
Yeah,
that's another thing too, man. Like that's, you know, that you're looking for that crowning glory, that brass ring, like Vincent Kennedy McMahon would say. You want to get that brass ring, but you know, it's to you. It's you see the grind going on because you've been there. You've been working on it. Like 5 years from now, what does Trav want to do? Where Trav's going to be at?
Man, I'm not even looking into five. I'm looking into maybe next year, 2 years from now. I'm not waiting for no 5 years. I'm hustling right now, so in 2 years I could be good. But next 5 years, I see myself, I don't know, being in a better spot than where I'm at right now for a fact. Because that's just how my mentality is, man. Like when I first came into business, I told myself certain things. I said, I'm going to hustle hard and I'm going to be on the show my first year. Got that out the way. My 5 months after that, my mini goals was I'm going to work for so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. I did all of that and did iPay-per-view on top of that. My other goals, all right, whatever. I'm going to wrestle the top guys in House of Glory my first whatever year. I got Homicide, wrestled Ken or whatever, if you consider him a top guy or whatever, and a few other guys, you know.
Mm.
Wrestled with Teddy Hart and whatever, against John Gresham and the Rap and all these cool people or whatever. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I see myself way better in a better position than when I am probably signed.
We waited. I wanted to get that that 6ix9ine come up. Get that King Capo New York.
That's if House of Glory let me do it, because they banned me from coming out to his music.
Yeah, I heard. As a matter of fact, yeah, it's funny because I had that punk Isaac here the other day. And he's like, "Yo, did you know that that Trav came out to it?" I was like, "Nah, I probably was at the bathroom. Shit, I'd have turned up to that for real."
People singing it and everything. I had the clean version and people was rapping it, cursing and everything. I was like, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah. But I know, and it's funny because I got fascinated by the young man. He actually lives like not too far from where I work.
Yeah,
at.
I heard.
Like, he's not too far and shit. Right. So it's like, I'm on that shit where it's like, I want to like run into him. Yeah. So I could be like, because he's a wrestling fan too.
Yeah,
I want to run into him and be like, yo. You want to go to House of Glory? We go check it out.
I was hoping to bring him out, man. Like, I wanted to send my video to him. Like, yo, you got to pull up, son. Because I got people who's tied in with him from Brooklyn. Like, I mess with a lot of people. Shout out to my son, Storyboard P, who's a big cat in Brooklyn. Yeah. And he's tied in with those cats. So, hopefully one day he'll come out, man.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Brian be getting the plug. He need to finally get him up in there, man, Brian. Yeah. Get that plug. But, yo, once again, 30 minutes gone, fly, man. Yeah. That's crazy. Look at this. We're already done over here.
We could keep it going if you want for a little bit.
Shit, where we at? Where we going at? Yeah. Nah, I'll let you go because honestly, I do want to get you back though.
For sure. We can always do that, man.
But let me do some promos for you. Let me do some live review. House of Glory Wrestling presents Fair Warning Friday, May 18th. Guys, why go anywhere else on that night or any other night? House of Glory Wrestling, I'm telling you. And it's going to be at Elks Lodge. Elks is always lit for me. I like Amazura, but for me, Elks is always the fucking premier for wrestling for me, man. That's where you introduce yourself to the world, right?
JT Dunn right in his head. My first ever appearance.
So make sure you check out House of Glory Fair Warning. First row tickets were already sold out, I believe, but the second and general admission is still available. Make sure you check them out at hogwrestling.net. Check out their Facebook pages as well as on Instagram. Matt, let them know where they can get you at on social media.
You can get me on Instagram at Matthew, MATTHEW, 3 underscores, Travis, TRAVIS. You can find me on Facebook on Matt Travis and Twitter, Matt Travis.
You're home.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff.
Turnbuckle Tabloid.